You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics, no direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
No. I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
What's up, everybody? There's no Bobby Kelly this week. Bobby's missing, and when he's really missing, you really feel it. There's a lot of guy to miss. I'm sitting in his chair. Giannis Pappas. Stolen the show. I'm taking over.
You're stolen the
I
show?
I stolen the show.
He stole it.
I've stolen it.
I've
stolen
it.
He stole it. I got what I was saying. Yeah, he's from Canada, so he doesn't understand slang.
DeGry graduates at their best.
They don't have...
I stolen it.
I stolen it.
American education, number one.
Doesn't matter. We could still kick your ass in a fight.
Like you get out of a chair without shitting your pants.
Oh, Canada's like practice America.
Can you turn it up?
You know?
I can't.
Yeah. It's like preseason. Like Canada's like the NBA preseason.
Yeah.
Up more.
Look at this guy. He comes to our country. You're putting him to work?
Bite your lip.
Anyway, Giannis Pappas here, guest co-hosting for Bobby Kelly. And we got a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to talk basketball. We got some great guests. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? We'll start from the left.
Okay, what's up? Mike Brown, you guys know me. What's going on?
Sam Morrell. Good to be back on You Know What, Dude.
And I'm Jason Rouse.
Who is that guy, huh?
Who is that?
And of course, keep going, guys. I play things differently. I want everyone to talk.
I like that you're acting like this is a liberal approach. You're being lazy. You're being lazy, honest.
No, I want people to feel... When Bobby's here, Deepu can't speak, so...
He never introduces me, so I feel so awkward saying that first thing.
So you get to introduce yourself, guys.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Deepu. I'm the video producer, and I also produce about one sweet singer an episode.
I've freed the people. You see? I'm coming to free the people.
There you go. Lauren Cabrera, what's up, motherfucker?
Look at that. Yeah. Well, you know what? This is like a game where Chris DiStefano dropped out, and Bobby's podcast is usually just a bunch of dudes yelling, and we're kind of short. It's like a couple guys fouled out, and you guys are going to have to step it up.
It's got more of an NPR vibe so far. I like it. It's a little more relaxed.
Yeah, it's a little more relaxed.
I like this.
Already. I don't know
how you all can talk. This is nice.
Yeah.
Plenty of space, and you guys are sitting next to a serial killer. Are you guys nervous at all?
No, because I just watch the Forensic Files. I usually catch them.
You see, he's got gold teeth. A white guy with
gold teeth.
He got gold teeth. Bald head. You know what I mean? Some jewelry situation on. It's real. It's real.
He actually looks like the white version of you. If from this angle, you guys from like 75 degree, you guys almost look
like the white version of me.
Good point. Good thanks for that. Appreciate it.
He was great in Mad Max Fury Road, though. I really appreciate it, man.
Can really play guitar.
Oh my God.
Jason Rouse, very funny comedian from Canada. I've known him for 15 years.
Wow.
How'd you guys meet?
We met starting, yeah.
He was handcuffed to a fence at a gay bar, and I...
That's how it happened. Yeah. And so we
gave him a staple gun for his asshole and got him into an ambulance.
Oof.
That's nice. Exactly how it happened.
I think you nailed that in the first go around.
Yeah. We met the same way Joe Mackey met. What's going on with my mic? How is Joe Mackey? He's good.
He's good. When did this come out?
Oh, hi guys.
When did this episode
come
out?
This Sunday.
Well, he's doing his album around the corner at the Village Underground Tuesday, November 24th. Great comic.
And
his hour is going to be amazing.
Very, 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 very funny. He's great. So go check it out if you're in New York City. Deepu, what you been up to?
I've been good, man. I
want to make this episode The Freed Slaves. Talk, Deepu, talk. Run free.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
I've been doing good. Everyone's telling me to watch Master of None, and I'm afraid to.
Oh, because your people are finally portrayed on television.
Yeah, well, this is the third time. There's three pieces of content that like tell Indian boys to, like, follow their dreams.
Yeah,
Slumdog, obviously.
Yeah. No, not Slumdog. No, that's not about following your dreams. That's like some love story about some kid who just goes on a game show and he gets fucked in a lot of different ways.
The Crying Game.
Was there? I didn't see that one. Maybe there's four.
We have a thing. We have a. Can you pass me that bandana? So let's get Jason. You're learning about the show. This is called the bomb dana. When you try to throw out a joke and it doesn't work, then you tie that around your microphone. So go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Last time I saw one of these, it was tied around your act.
Oh, do we have another bomb down for him? I think we're going to need two for
there's
Jason.
There's a couple of dildos back there.
Oh my Throw God. That in his mouth.
You guys have got it all.
We got a spare shirt.
What are the Indian movies? Yeah, I want to know.
Well, the three that I know of.
What are the Indian movies?
Well, he said there are three that are about following
your dream. Billion of
them. But he said there were three that follow your dream. Don't turn this into racist comment. Follow what he said.
This is what I like. This is what we do on this show. Racism, sexism.
The big one.
Lone Ranger.
No.
No.
Harold and Kumar.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's inspirational for you?
Absolutely. Like, a big message of that was...
Going to White Castle.
Yeah, was that inspirational? But being Indian and going to White Castle.
That's a big deal.
A big message was only make one.
I like the second one. Second one was... Anyway. It was all right.
Do you guys think it's a good time to be... South Asian or Hispanic or a minority or a woman in comedy right now?
Doesn't hurt.
It's great. It's great if you're not the minorities everybody's used to.
My situation's a little bit different.
So you think Indians are getting first priority over
black right now? Yeah. Enjoy while you can, bro. Enjoy while you can.
Dude, I was hanging out at a comedy.
That shit is real, man. Enjoy while you can.
I was hanging out at a comedy show yesterday. I wasn't even on, and an agent walked over to me.
An agent?
An Asian agent.
I web dad fan, and that's it. That's all I got.
She like gave me her card and was like talking to me and stuff. I was like, this is out of nowhere. She's probably looking for Indian talent.
Yeah.
Wait, so that really happened?
It's real.
That literally happened yesterday.
She's like, can you play a Muslim? That's all I got for you.
You know what we just did? We just gave every bitter white male comic ammunition.
No.
See? That's how it happens.
No.
They just walked up to him and go, hey, you look like Aziz Ansari.
Well, I'm not following through. I'm not ready for it. So, you know.
Oof.
I understand that much.
Well,
you know what I mean?
A lot of them aren't ready for it either. They just go. You just learn on the
job.
Is
it harder to be, you know, I don't know. There's pluses and minuses to every, I mean, if you're a woman and you're doing the road, that's certainly like, if you're a woman, if you had to stay the places I've stayed on the road, then my hat goes out to you, you know?
Yeah,
that's got to be brutal.
Some women are pigs too, so.
All right, well,
random fact.
Can we make a permanent residence for the bombana over here?
He's got it right over there. Jason Rouse slept with a prostitute last night.
Ooh. Did he really?
Nice.
Share.
This is a show. This is a hardcore show. Yeah. You want to tell us about it?
I'm not ashamed.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
I didn't pay.
No, but tell us about it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
I fuck.
Oh, yeah. He didn't pay for her. Those are the types of people he hangs out with. And he's not Jesus. He's not trying to help them. He is one of them.
Some of my friends do pornography.
Yeah. Great story. All right.
Wait, did you go to Exotica? They were in Exotica?
No, she was there and she came into town for a little bit. And it was nice to see her.
Yeah. Not coming. Right. Should I not have brought it up?
No, it's not about that. It's just I'm having flashbacks of pulling a string of condoms out of her asshole before I could eat her out. It's like a goddamn clown scarf. Brown, red. Her father's work sock.
Is that accurate? Does that happen?
I mean, it happens. It depends on
Jason's opening up my. Year. He's opening up my mind because this is not at all how I pictured Canadians. I thought they were polite people.
You know, he's really weird because he's a really nice guy. He just happens to paint over the. This is the way he paints over the paint. So
that's the way to do it, though, because then people see you. They're like, he's probably crazy, and then you just act kind of nice, and they're like, that guy's amazing.
Yeah, right.
You set the bar that low, you know.
I wasn't raped. He's a gentle
soul. He's a great guy.
He's a gentle soul.
Now, Canadians are generally nice, aren't they? Phil Hanley's very nice.
Well, he's nice on the... He's like, he has good manners. He's not a nice person.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what... Because Canadians are just...
Oh, Giannis, it's very good to see you, but they don't make, like, little shitty comments to you. We're just talking about it. Phil dresses like he
pretty boy.
He dresses like a pretty boy. Every outfit he has, he looks like Amelia Earhart. You know, it's always annoying. They fit him too perfectly.
You know, I think you just nailed it. That's really what it is with Canadians, right?
They're polite. They're polite,
but they're assholes
not
just
nice
like everybody
people.
Else.
They're just polite. They say,
they're like born again Christians, but a whole country.
Yeah, they do have like that molested glow. All of them, like, hi, I'm Canadian.
Oh, I have a molested glow.
No, you wear it.
No, you wear it.
You just look molested. Yeah, without the glow.
Hey, I slept with my mouth open. Things are going to happen.
That happens. So how you been, Lauren?
You know, same old.
It was very nice. You
same old. Wait, hold on. Same old. You joined the show a month ago. What is the same old? And you don't even talk. What is the same old?
Deeps.
Oh,
this is totally what happens. Kelly got weeded out by like the third season. He's bringing like a hot chick. This is always happens to every successful show.
Yeah. Well, Bobby, like, yeah, he really. I don't want to be mean to Kelly. I like Kelly.
No,
I was gonna make
Kelly.
A joke. I'm not gonna.
Don't. Yeah, don't do it.
She's in the country.
She's a nice girl.
She's a great girl.
Kelly, we're thinking about you.
Yeah. And Kelly's Kelly's hot.
Super hot.
But Lauren is really hot.
I was going for the joke. We don't have to analyze it this deeply. I was trying to be a free spirited, fun guy. I'm sorry.
You're really hot.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, good.
What's that
here
about?
I don't know.
What's that about?
Bring the wheelbarrow around. That's some more bullshit.
That's you're like married, though, right?
Yeah.
Pick
yeah.
a bug.
What's that like, man?
It's all right.
Is it like having a superpower, but you can't use it?
It is. I mean, it is what it is.
What do you do to kind of get that ego kick off, though?
I don't know.
Do you flirt at all or anything?
I flirt. I mean,
do you cheat at all ever?
No,
you don't cheat. No. You wouldn't admit it on the podcast. No. I'm trying to get people in trouble here. Tell me about that whore you banged last night. What was her name?
I can't get in trouble.
Yeah,
I can't
because you work for the devil.
You can't get me in trouble.
Now you're a Satan worshiper.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, what's the story behind the teeth? I'm curious.
Yeah, and is that like permanent?
When's your rap album coming out?
Yep.
Gold teeth.
You just one day were like, I'm going to get them gold?
Yeah, black dudes don't even wear them anymore.
Yeah, that's
seriously?
Not a thing.
It wasn't like there was like an accident and that's how you got them replaced?
No. Oh,
you could, if you came in here and said you had a rap album, I would legit believe it and get it and download it immediately because you look like the dopest motherfucker I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Oh, no, he's Canadian and he doesn't.
Yeah, that's it. And then I heard that.
Then you hear him go, I'm a built.
Are you a devil worshipper?
What is a devil worshipper?
I don't know. He just said you were there.
I don't know.
They don't have the devil in Canada.
Is full of shit.
Oh, am I? Oh, am I?
Is there tension here, guys?
No.
No, I'm just asking questions. I don't know him. That's how you get to know people.
He does. That's your religion, no?
I don't have a religion.
No religion?
Where is this going?
Why would I?
I'm so
I
scared.
I believe in nothing.
So what is Satanism? What is it?
What is Satanism?
Come on, this is interesting shit.
Everybody you're talking about.
Oh, is that how it works? Is that part of it?
If Bobby was listening, he would call.
Who's
in
the
right
goat?
Now.
Who is the goat? Goddamn it!
What the fuck are you guys doing?
I feel like a detective.
Giannis likes to create these ideas around me and then acts try and get me to perpetuate it. But
so you're
he's just trying to deflect.
You mean improv?
Security.
Oh, do those teeth come out or are they permanent?
It comes out.
It comes out.
Grill.
Oh, it's a grill. Okay. All right.
Yeah. It comes out. They're not. He wasn't born with them, Sam.
I know, but like, I don't know if you can get him like put in permanent.
You can, you can get permanent.
There's very few people who would do that.
It's something I'm pleading ignorance here. I don't know anything about him.
You have top and bottom too, right?
And diamonds.
Wow.
Fuck.
Seems like a waste of money.
How much did that cost?
That's rapper shit, right there.
You know, I travel a lot, and sometimes you're in situations where you need money, and if you have gold.
So you can suck dick for heroin.
You can don't listen to her. And you know, gold is international currency, isn't it?
Yeah.
Last I checked, everyone covets it.
Yeah.
Diamonds too.
Diamonds too.
Why do chicks like jewelry so much, guys? Seriously,
these transitions are so good. Yeah. I just love
this is my style, right, baby.
I personally don't like getting jewelry from guys because I always get like the ugliest shit. So
because we don't know how to shop for it. Yeah.
No.
And like what, like guys don't notice jewelry,
right.
You know?
Right. Oh, of course not.
I've never seen a girl walking down the street and I was like, yo, check out the necklace. Is she layering that jewelry?
Oh, totally.
So why? What is the attraction?
They get in the way. Like
know.
Hoop earrings get in the way.
What's the
I'm like
point?
Trying to kiss you. They're hitting me in the face.
Yeah.
It's like I'm being rejected by your freaking jewelry. I hate it.
Yeah. I don't personally wear a lot just because it fucking claustrophobics me.
Yeah.
It's like putting barbed wire around a pussy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really like
All right. Well,
I think we wear it as a distraction, so it's like, hi, look at my diamond.
Oh, so you're trying to make us like look up.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah. So look.
Like reflector.
Oh, it's like a peacock kind
of
thing.
Right.
Like, yeah. Now, what does a girl value more, talent or looks?
I think it starts with looks.
All right, I'll take off.
And then,
oh, look at you, Deepu. Yeah. Just getting a
oh, shut up, Mike. You haven't said a thing. You said,
I'm chilling out, man. I know my I role is a third mic right now.
I've unchained Deepu. He's
you unchained him. You gotta let him go. You gotta let him go.
Bobby's gonna be like, what did you do? What? Bobby's gonna get here. You're gonna fucking talk first when the next one starts. I'm Deepu.
I wanna hear
he's
more.
He's gonna go,
this.
Get back in your box.
Starts with looks.
Yeah, wait,
starts
and with then what kind of talent? Like bedroom talent?
No. Like, yeah, like, well, okay. Yeah, like
career
talent. Yeah,
talented
like
people.
What's going on?
Because I've noticed, like when a guy's on, when we're on stage, it's a lot easier to get laid after you perform a good comedy
set.
Well, because
girls like funny guys. That's
no,
what it
but
is.
It's a talent thing, right? Stage musicians get laid.
I think she's right. It's sense of humor.
But we don't get as much pussy as bands.
That's not true.
No, I think you guys do.
Do we?
Yeah.
I do.
You do.
You look like you're a fucking
man. He gets a lot. He gets a lot.
I attract that kind of broken
person.
Yeah.
Cutters. Self-harmers.
That's what Giannis calls all the girls I've dated, the cutters.
Because if you have a good personality, a girl will overlook anything.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's a personality cool. will get you laid?
You know, that's awesome because we won't.
Not at first.
We won't overlook it at all.
I know.
Yeah.
You could be the coolest chick. Be like, you know what? You're like a good friend. It's like hanging out. It's like hanging out with one of the
and
guys.
It wasn't with humor either. Like,
I want to bang that bitch over there. That's what we're about.
No guy's like, I gotta fuck Melissa McCarthy.
Nobody. Yeah.
You know, it's there's definitely a double standard with humor too. I mean,
totally.
Women want, and guys. I think I've seen guys get intimidated with funny women. If like, you know, and they're like, they want to be the funny one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's talent too, though. I mean, I think humor can get you in there, but you've definitely gotten more action on stage being funny than you have just being the funny person around, not on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right?
You'll get initial attention, but after somebody's around you and the euphoria of you being on stage kind of dissipates, then the reality of who you really are starts to set in.
It's very interesting because it's all evolutionary based. So I'm curious what's underneath it all. Because at the end of it, it's about making kids, and chicks choose dudes to get the most powerful dude they can get is kind of underneath everything. So I wonder what it is.
It's, at the end of the day, it's confidence. If a guy has a lot of confidence and they're.
Wow.
They're not shy or whatever, a girl's gonna like.
Boy, those MTV2 Urbans are killing us right now. They're really just taking us down.
Yeah.
God damn them.
What's up? Welcome to Guy Coo.
You know, I am attracted to drive and talent, though.
Yeah,
I really, if a woman, I mean, I'm the same way.
You
if she's attractive, that's how I get in. But like, if she's
I was about to say thank you,
if
Sam.
She is,
appreciate you noticing.
But if she has no drive to do anything with herself and no ambition,
come on.
Yeah.
Is that what you're attracted to?
But that,
yes, I've grown a lot in the last few months.
Is that how you're defining Asians now?
You know what? My girlfriend might be listening to this. Honey, that was all a dark period of my life.
Honey,
I've grown a lot, okay?
Beth, that was 2014, all right? It's 2015 now.
2016, Somalians. We'll switch it up again. Let's have some fun. Let's live a little.
So you like drive and talent.
I'm attracted to it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think... But as you said, I think you looks definitely is like how you notice someone.
Oh, totally.
I mean, there's superficiality to it, but then you get in and you're like, all right.
Yeah.
And Deepu, you're just attracted to anyone who will have you?
Pretty much.
That's right. All right. I guess right on that.
Oh my God.
Now, are white chicks into you?
Yeah. I mean, not as much anymore. It's weird. It's like...
Are you seasonal?
What do you mean? Like, I go with white chicks sometimes, and then I fall out?
No, do you notice, like, all of a sudden, you're, like, getting attention from white girls for maybe, like, a couple months, and then it kind of fades, and then it kind of comes back?
I like the weather. Seasonal.
Like
I know. I'm seasonal.
In February, they want to make their mark for Black History Month. That's what happens.
Hit the quota.
During the summer, I have no play. But for some reason around the... as soon as the weather starts to get a little more colder...
Yeah.
They come around a
they
little
bit. They probably
start
heat.
Covering up.
They need something to lie on.
Yeah.
I like bigger guys in the wintertime.
Really?
Do you?
Yeah, sure, why not?
You like bigger guys in the wintertime?
You know.
used to, right?
Do you use them as blankets?
How long have you been married for?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm
new.
28.
Yeah. What does he do for work?
You're 28?
I'm 28.
You hung the pussy up at 28?
I know.
Wow.
At 26?
26.
Is he talented? Who is this guy?
Yeah.
I guess so. He's a corrections officer.
Oh, okay. Next. Anyway, I want nothing to do with that.
So I'm not seasoned with white women.
does he listen to this show?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. You're just saying that because
he's
want me to
prison.
Keep asking
how
you questions.
How is he going to listen to this show?
I mean, this is the type of show I think he listens to because his wife's on it. And she's with a bunch of dudes who talk about pussy all the time.
It's probably why she's still married is because he doesn't listen to it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
We do objectify her
Jason Rouse said that.
It is hard to get, like, when you're with someone, it's hard to get past the attention. Like he probably sees you getting attention on a show like this.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be a strong guy to deal with that.
Yeah, you do. And, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, what are you going to do?
How long y'all been dating before you got married?
5 years.
That's good.
How'd he propose to you?
We were in Boston, and we were in a park, and he proposed to me in the park.
Oh,
nice. Beautiful Boston.
Were you guys
parks?
Drinking a beer on a park bench?
Nice Boston lager.
All the homeless people.
Where was it? What was it? Did he do anything fancy, or how did he do it?
No, he just got down, and then we went out to dinner afterwards.
Got down.
Just ate her box for a minute.
Yum 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 yum. Let's get some meat.
Just pulled it out.
Put your leg over my shoulder.
With his tongue.
I want to make you a good woman.
So it came out of nowhere? Were you just walking?
It did come out of nowhere. I was kind of expecting it to happen, but I wasn't really into the whole wedding thing and planning all that bullshit, so I did a half-assed
job. Did he ask your dad for permission? Was he old school like that?
No.
You punched your dad out.
Yeah. Is that an old-fashioned thing, or are you still supposed to do that?
I think you're still supposed to do that.
Yeah. I think you're supposed to.
Chivalry.
He asked my brother, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have my brother's little
one. Now, when you date a comic, they usually have pretty estranged relationships with their parents. How are you going to go about finding her dad?
Well,
I'm just stereotyping. I don't know anything about her, but I assume if she's a comedian, something happened. Left for like the rest of us.
See,
did I guess right?
You did.
Oh,
you did.
Bingo!
You did. Well, I'm going to find him because let's talk about me because I don't want to get in trouble. I'll make fun of myself all day. But.
I'm just kidding, Beth.
Isn't that the sign of the times? No one wants to get into trouble anymore.
No, it's his girlfriend. Yeah. This show's not about that. This show is
This isn't a PC issue. This is not upsetting someone I love.
The comments
keep around.
The type of show this show is, comments are going to be like, I love that guy sitting over there with the gold mouth that talks about pulling out a handkerchief thing from a pussy. That's the type of...
Yeah.
That's probably happened already.
Well, okay, so here's the thing.
Who's the new guy and where can I follow him? That's what they're saying. They're going to love you.
One guy said, no Bobby, peace, and then it was a lot of absence. but one interesting thing, some guy just notified me that apparently a 3-minute clip from the Laugh Factory's YouTube page was pulled by Hillary Clinton and her campaign, and they actually threatened the Laugh Factory, saying that they'll put them out of business if they don't cut the video.
Wow.
Go Hillary.
What was the video?
Wait a second. Now, we can't just take this guy's word for it.
wait, what was the video?
He didn't send me a link to the video, but...
Can you Google it? I'm sure.
I'll ask him to send me a link,
That's how the internet works now, though.
That's crazy.
It's like something you're like,
I think that's probably true. I mean...
I mean, you know, a guy listens to, you know what, dude said it in the chat room, so it's got a good chance.
He's got his pulse on Politico.
He's got his pulse on, he's reading Vox every day.
Personal advice from a bathroom graffiti.
Yeah. How many people pulled because Bobby wasn't here?
Everybody. Just one, I think.
Just
good.
One.
Yeah. Well, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
You fucking cocksucker.
Fuck you.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. It was probably Joe List anyway. Just coming in. Lewis and Joe List, are they on a lot anymore? No.
Mm-hmm. We did the live show recently. We had everybody.
The live show.
So. Well, they do their own thing now, right?
Yeah.
They do
Lewis is on Anthony's network.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Joe List is like the Frasier of this podcast. Yeah. Which, Mark Norman, they got their little spinoff. So.
Yeah.
And what would Lewis be? Because he got like eight podcasts. Who was on something and then started like eight shows?
Matt LeBlanc, because they're all going nowhere.
That was excellent.
Lewis, I love you.
Wow. That was excellent.
No, he's doing great. I mean, Legion
he's killing it, man.
He's crushing it.
And he just got a MMA podcast.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not podcasting.
Well, no, he's had one, right?
No. I'm sorry. He got a radio show on Sirius.
It's on Sirius. Oh, that's huge.
Now, when did you come in? Post-Lewis? Post-Lewis. Lewis the Animal Steel?
I was like Dan and Joe's last episode, and then...
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's a new era now.
Yeah, the new era.
And then, when did the Fat Greek come in?
Stavros.
Yeah. I thought that was like the new joke thief.
Fat Greek. Yeah, I like the kid. He looks exactly like Bob. It's hilarious.
That kid's great.
It's like awesome. Dr. Evil and Mini-Me walking around.
Yeah.
He's really hilarious, too.
He's really funny.
Because I was away for a little while.
Yeah.
I was in Miami. So, and then.
Right.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. So, when did he come in?
He just moved to New York recently. Yeah. So I think in the past month or two. So, he's going to be on, you know, here and there. Yeah. So.
And Scopo's allowed to be on a mic now.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are moving up in the world.
Scopo's been slowly been pushed out.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's how you feel?
It seems like that. Last time he was here, he wasn't even at the table, he was on the couch. With some like shitty third party microphone.
Bobby's gonna listen to this.
Oh
and be
boy.
Pissed.
Slowly
oh my god. Oh. I thought he was getting naked.
This podcast is going downhill.
Oh my god. What's going on over here?
Tatted it up. Jesus,
yeah.
What is this, like a dead fetus right here? What is this one?
Did you think really when you saw his head that there was not gonna be one tattoo on that body? You acted surprised. Jesus, you're tatted up.
I'm shocked at what is this here?
That's how he feels inside.
alien with.
It looks like a cut-up body, though. It looks kind of broken off.
This is Pope John Paul here.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is a lot.
It's a hypocrite.
And this is the bite mark on the head of my cock from last night. You never get a blowjob from a girl on mushrooms.
She was on mushrooms?
No. That's the excuse that she
used. You ever try horse tranquilizers?
Yeah. Kenamite.
It's called Kenamite?
Yeah.
What's that like?
Special K.
Yeah, I was at a party in London, and they put down some lines. I thought it was blow. And then when I did it, you just become catatonic. You just kind of slumped over, and you become like a prisoner in your own body.
Nice.
Sounds fun.
It is kind of interesting, because there's no panic or anything. Of course, you do too much of anything, you can ruin it for yourself. But you just become this kind of like, you become detached from your body.
Yeah,
I just picked up chain smoking. I'm really into it.
Smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
How much? What's chain smoking? How much is that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can we smoke in here?
No. I used to smoke, and now I smoke again, and I'm really upset about
it. I always think about getting back on. Yeah. I was never like a hardcore. I was always like I'll smoke when I drink type of guy.
That's
but like the winter always makes me want to smoke in New York.
That's
there's
how
something
I am
about
now.
The winter here.
And then I'll wake up and I'm like,
you know what? It is smoking so fucking great, man.
It is.
Are you smoking again?
No,
because you were back for a while.
Yeah, he's got that fucking trucker cum under his lip.
No, I sneeze.
Show us your lip.
There's nothing.
Roll
in there.
It up.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. In there.
Let's see those gums.
Yeah.
Those will be receding back to your pussy.
This guy's on Scared Straight right now.
Got some teenager cornered in the cell. Are you going to steal chocolate bars? I will rape you.
What do you think about ISIS, huh?
Oh.
Hey, you fucking asshole.
Well, Wolf, I think that
I should leave.
Here's the name they hate being called, like Daesh or something.
Daesh?
Yeah.
Daesh? I don't know how to pronounce it, but did you hear about that?
German?
No.
Deepu, what is it? I'm kidding. No, but there's a name they hate being called, and I think it's spelled Daesh, and it's because it means like it's something they used to be called, which is hilarious that like ISIS has these like insecurity things.
That's like they're like that's my old band, man. My new band. We're selling records now.
Kentucky
but
Fried
it has some like demeaning meaning, like it's something that they just don't like. But I mean,
what does ISIS mean?
It's the Islamic State of Syria and
something else.
Now, is it like is that their real name, or do we give it to them? Because I wouldn't think they would come up with an acronym that was in English.
Well, I think they
is
don't.
Is there a real name
think,
like? I think and we just can't
think
say
it's
it.
Countries.
Well, I don't. They don't like it because they don't think of themselves as being bound to state. I don't think they want to keep spreading.
Yeah. Mm.
So I think that diminishes. So I don't think they like the name ISIS.
You gotta go. Did you? For the
colder,
answers on
yeah. I got it.
You notice how I was just.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they might be their name. But I think that
you know your shit. Your family talks about it every night. Are you guys scared? Or they hate us all, though. They don't just hate the Jews.
They hate us all.
Yeah,
they hate anybody.
Should we let the Syrian refugees in, guys? Yes. I'm going to go to the experts. First up, Lauren.
I know nothing. Don't ask me.
Oh, man.
But you have no problem admitting you like a lot of sex.
Oh, yeah, no.
I got, like, because I was only on one show with you.
It was the BJ show.
And I was wanted to get to that question.
I'm glad we solved BJ Syria.
It was all distracted. You know what? You never answered that question.
So we're going to do the BJ story?
Do you remember the question?
BJ story?
Yeah. Parking lot.
Parking lot BJ. At the steakhouse.
Yes.
BJ.
Yeah.
I got now a lot of BJ stories.
And you got a lot of them in a short amount of time.
I know.
26 is when you hung it up.
I know.
But you got a lot of
wild.
Yeah.
My heydays.
Is that because like your generation like is a lot more open?
I think so. And also in high school, like, we didn't really have cell phones. So we would, like, do...
Wait, you're 20...
She's 28.
28,
we
yeah.
had cell phones, but it wasn't like we had Facebook or anything.
She's a dial-up, the dial-up world
oh,
a little
I,
bit.
Oh, yeah, I had a home...
No, 28?
I had a line phone.
28's...
Then you mm-hmm. Well, your modem, like, if you were getting on online, you had a dial-up,
AOL,
right?
AOL, chat
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's...
So no. you do AIM.
The 26
and
like,
is like get
chat rooms and shit. Yeah, yeah.
Chat rooms.
That.
So it's chat a different, rooms. It's a different mindset. It's right at the end of that era.
Wait, mm-hmm. so she would be you're 87.
I'm 86.
86.
Yeah,
oh, I'm 86
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
From there it goes.
Yeah, so we
shouldn't,
did the
have,
chat
shouldn't
room.
Have put that in a podcast. One day that's going to mean something. One day you're going to want to lie about that.
I know.
She wants to be a comic.
What?
All right, Deeps.
Uh oh, let's get into it.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
Let it happen.
Let this happen.
Gotta get into
let them out each other.
One
stop
day,
hiding,
this
Lauren.
Could be yours.
How fucking imperious is this seat? Like, but, now when Bobby yells at everybody, I understand why. Shut the fuck. It just feels like you want to tell someone what to do.
I know.
I feel so uncomfortable in this seat.
Look at you're intoxicated by this chair.
Yes, I want to burn you. You'd be the first one to go. Because nobody would miss you.
Stop it.
So we're in the parking lot.
I'm going to try and get through this whole show.
I'll be the guy, you be you.
All right.
Very Bobby-like.
You were the star football player.
Nice.
Quarterback.
Talent.
My name Blake.
No. Wait, what was his name?
Devon? Okay.
Yeah. Devon.
Let's make it a more accurate football story. His name was Devon
You're
Jenkins.
You're a mobile quarterback.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? What's up, girl? What's up? You want to suck this dick? What's that?
And I was like...
I want to be offended, but I can't.
I was offended by how bad that
You're
was.
You're
about it. What's up?
Suck this dick. I mean, what's good?
Suck this dick. What's good?
Hey.
Yo, Ma, what's up?
What's good with them lips, though?
What's good?
Did he always say at the end of the day?
You know what? He can be the football player.
Right.
No, I like what you're doing. I'm just like, trying to...
I'm just no,
we do have a black person cool. Hey, what's up?
I'll be your agent when it happens. When you need me, I'll be your agent.
Hey, quick, no, Devon, just sign all these papers and...
Can I play the son of Sam?
Yeah.
You can. I shoot you guys in the car while you're sucking them off.
There you go. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right, so yeah, we at the steakhouse. You know what I mean?
You got a car? Can I get a ride?
Yeah, wait, was he black for real?
No.
Okay.
Black guys don't like me.
That's not true.
I mean, I think you're attractive. Everyone says like you're hot. No disrespect, but you're like you're not my type. But
wow, I
respect
it.
Wow, no disrespect.
No disrespect though.
No disrespect though. But I don't find you attractive at all. I mean, not even a little bit. No disrespect.
That's how you play though. You do the reverse psychology thing. You know, like at the bar, you see like a model. You're like, you're fucking gross. You're like, wait a second. Like that guy might have something interesting about him.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Is right now you're fucking. Now he just moved to the front of the line.
Totally.
Because he doesn't want you. Now you fucking want him to want you.
Oh, yeah. I gotta work for it now.
Hey, my middle name's Devon. Fun fact.
Wise guy.
So, okay, I'll play the football player.
So, let me get that ride.
So, what's up? You want this ride?
Yeah.
Why don't you ride on this?
I mean, what should be the football player?
Why don't you hop on this quarterback dick? I gotta get home.
I gotta curfew.
Why don't you hop on this dick? You know, the whole town.
The whole town
needs... He's looking at me to win this game against State tomorrow, and I don't play that well unless I get the milk
Becky?
Out. I am dating Becky.
I fuck Becky.
He fuck. I'm the quarterback. I date everybody. You know that. And you know I've been. You know you're the.
You love me,
Becky's
Becky.
A pig.
I love you.
He's a troubled linebacker. He's getting DUIs.
You know, she wouldn't shut up.
These small town college. scenes. I just went to a game at Mizzou.
Before this came out.
And it's hilarious. It's the way that people dress up, like all these little like Midwestern kids, and they're like polo shirts tucked into khaki shorts. They're adorable. You know, it's great. I love
like
this.
Nate. They dress like Nate kind of
a little bit. Yeah,
they go dressed out. Like, I'm going out for the evening. They have like a Vanderbilt golf shirt on.
Right.
Like, I'm going to the club.
Little kids with like golf gloves on. You know, like I'm trying to get my number down. Yeah?
So yeah, Becky was her name.
All right. Yeah, I thought you were dating Becky.
I was dating Becky.
Becky's and, well, what's a pig.
Well, the problem was I didn't think you liked me.
No, just kidding.
That quick. God damn it. I was like,
his name is
you
Ox.
You think you would choke on his dick? That carpenter's thumb with no nail on
know,
it?
I don't know, Greco.
It's gross. And it never gets warm.
I got a decent hammer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. How's yours?
Pretty good.
Is yours good?
pretty swinging? Good.
Pretty, I'm swinging. I'm not swinging crazy, but I'm
you're swinging?
A lot of overly satisfied customers. I'm good out here.
You know, I hate when people say, like, they get, like... You know, they talk about like, oh, it's a stereotype where it's cheap to talk about black dudes' penises. I played basketball. Now here's the deal. And I had one of my best friends growing up was black, dude. Yeah.
This week on Oz.
Here's the fucking deal. Here's the fucking true deal.
We'll get into it.
You can say whatever you want, like, oh, fucking, it's a stereotype or whatever. Fucking not the dudes I saw. Their penises were so big. It was like a cartoon.
Why is white American guys so obsessed with black dick?
No, I'm just...
That's all we had for
a moment. Have you ever seen one?
Then we got some rights. We just had a big dick. Then we got some rights and everything was all right.
It's like...
It's such a good thing, though.
Yeah.
It's such a good fucking thing.
Is it?
Yes! Yes! To have a big dick?
Actually.
You ever have a girl...
You could have...
Not too much. You don't want to have too much dick. You want to have just enough.
It was like, I had to break up with him. I was like, I can't deal with...
Was this a black guy?
No.
God damn it.
I think Wilson.
I mean, white guys got big dicks too. But the thing is, the black ones that I saw were like, it was just a few in the locker room. Yeah. And you're just like, what
the
fuck? Why don't
you show us the pictures you took on your phone? You fucking half a queer.
This was Giannis in high school. This was the 70s.
Did you play basketball?
I did.
Do you have any black friends?
A few, yeah.
Did any of them have big horns?
Yeah, they were pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a thing, man. Yeah. It's just a
thing. If you're watching porn and you see the black guys, not everybody's like that.
Right.
No.
But we're all.
But here's how you can tell, though.
When it is big, it's fucking big.
But here's how you can tell it's like a stereotype that's ingrained in your head, though, because if you're watching porn, you see a black guy with a little dick, you're like, what the fuck is that? You know?
Exactly.
And you don't really do that with white guys. So,
you know what? That's probably where the stereotype's fucked up. Is like that's when it becomes fucked up, because if you're not a dude with like a huge dick, everyone's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, that's exactly.
Because
it's
not everyone's got a big dick, man.
Yeah,
right.
But you gotta scale by the average.
I got
the
a
natural
big fist.
Average.
I remember this dude on AU's basketball team, American University. He used to walk around.
Did you play college ball?
I was tried to walk on, so I never.
Yeah,
made
he's the guy on the fucking court with rollerblades on.
Yeah, hoops. I tried to walk on. I had my little time. I wasn't good enough. But he used to walk around in like flip flops with like a towel and just like, you know, that snap thing with the towel.
Yeah.
But he would like walk around naked on purpose, just the fucking.
Nah,
it was just, and it was just like.
But you guys all do that. You swing your dicks around.
Dude, I can't swing my dick around.
Yeah,
I can't swing it. It's got to be like half a chub for me to be able to do a helicopter. I need half a chub for a helicopter. Otherwise, it's
you
just like
always
a,
make a girl laugh if you do the helicopter.
The helicopter. Yeah.
I remember one time my ex girl was like laying on my lap once, and I was just naked, and I just kind of like jokingly slapping her on the cheek with my penis, and then all of a sudden I whipped it too hard and hit her in the eye. She just lost it crying, and I couldn't stop laughing because it was such a funny image. You met her, that girl, and
that happened
good girl.
To me, but
she
the girl got
she was a good girl. Yeah,
she
yeah.
got pink eye because there was shit on my cock.
I really wish she didn't R.L. Stein that ending right there, because I was happy with that one. But what happened was she was fine, and we laughed about it about 30 seconds later.
Were you throwing that as a punchline or just a fact?
Fact.
All right. So.
Oh, did you really do that?
Yeah.
Pink eye?
She covered cock.
Yeah, she covered cock.
They call me the log father.
Jesus. Is that your two-part album coming out? Shit on my cock, the log father. The log father colon shit on my cock.
That sounds
cock.
Like one of those like bad David Zucker parody movies, you know, the log father. It's like just a shit version of Godfather.
How come my Big Fat Greek Wedding never had a porn version? Nobody ever did my Big Fat Greek.
Because who wants to see fat Greeks fuck?
There's a fetish for everything. Yeah, there's a fetish for everything. Yeah.
What kind of women are you into if it's like a weird fetish?
Good question. I'm into my girlfriend.
Greater answer.
Oh, not so fun when it comes back to you, is it?
No, you don't want to talk about it now.
Giannis, your tampon shot out hit me in the foot.
I love my girlfriend, and that's about it.
Are you dating a comic?
How long do you think that's going to last?
No, you don't date comics. You don't do that.
Coming from you.
You better not hope.
You do it, and you embrace it with all the criticism.
You better hope you guys stay right about here.
Oh, she'll fly way ahead of me.
But is there power for who's funnier?
Funnier.
You will not tear us apart with your little game.
Enjoy it, bro. Enjoy it while it lasts. You
know? Oh, boy.
Enjoy it.
How long do you think your relationship's going to last?
There he is. How long do I think it's going to last? Forever?
You think it's going to last forever?
Yeah, she's only 20 years younger. You guys got a good run.
She got time.
It's going to last till she's 15.
Oh, man.
I got 14 years on her.
Wow. That's not bad.
Is that bad?
No.
Girls like older guys.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Daddies. Call them daddies.
Is that what they called?
Yeah.
Oh. Is your guy older or no?
No.
I got a
year. But DILFs are really big in that right now. Yeah. Daddies.
Yeah.
You got to go to DILFs of Disneyland.
What is this? Like
it's a bunch of daddies with like.
I like the way she says dad.
Yeah, every time. Because
like, she doesn't say daddy. She goes, daddy.
You got daddies.
Oh, you got to say that around black guys. We're going to
I'm ready.
Who's your daddy, bitch?
By the end of this episode, you're going to love me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it because of Seven Shades of Grey? Is that what caused like all women to be into like molestery older dudes?
Yes.
Seven
is that what that is about?
It's 50 Shades.
That movie sucked.
It was awful.
Fucking movie sucked.
Awful.
I didn't even
the worst.
Oof.
I don't
weren't
even
good looking.
Yeah, chicks didn't even like
no.
it. No.
The book is woo.
Oh, the Gilbert Godfrey read is fantastic. Have you heard that?
No.
It's a real thing?
Oh, yeah. Gilbert Godfrey reads
that's
pages
great.
From... Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
That does sound
it's
funny.
It's so great. That's the only reason I heard of it. It was that was 3 years ago or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's been out for a while. Yeah.
Now, what is it about the sadomasochism that's hot?
I don't know. I think because it's not talked about a lot, so the way they portrayed it is really, really hot.
Is that what,
is that what
like
it is?
Think?
Is it an S&M book?
Yeah.
Is it? Is it
do you like it when a guy like takes control like that?
100%.
Hold on, let me my hog.
Do you like a shit covered hog?
Sounds like a chat room act.
You can talk about gender roles all you want, but I still think there is something to be said for like when a guy is kind of dominant in that way.
Yeah,
I think women are still turned on by that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure that out right now.
But not in life. You don't want us to be dominant in life.
Exactly.
Right.
Because we got to wear the pants.
You don't want like an equal pay kind of guy in the bedroom.
Equal pay guy.
You don't want like a feminist guy in the bedroom.
Right, I dress up like Pat Buchanan. It's pretty hot. You know?
But as soon as the sex is over,
we want a softy.
Type, soft guy. Yeah. Is that true? What is this, Dr. Phil? What am I doing?
Yeah, this is...
Lawrence no, I think it's interesting. I'm
we
fascinated.
We just want a confident guy in the bedroom. Nice guy. Funny guy. Don't get on my shit and leave me alone.
Oh, somebody that doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
you women want your space also,
right.
Like
right.
Anyone does.
Oh, 100%.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want a smothering guy. There's nothing worse than a guy who's like, "Where are you?"
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where that talent
fuck
and career
off.
Comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have that career going on, then you got shit to do.
You're not home. Yeah. You're not home.
I ain't home.
But also, it's hard because like we're in our heads all day. I mean, it's like that comic. You're in your head all day. It's easy to get depressed that way. It's easy to like give in to negativity.
Yeah.
So you just you got to stay. As you're saying, you got to stay active.
You got to stay active.
Is it that easy to get depressed? When
you're,
are we finding out something about you right now, Sam?
Are you an upbeat guy?
I'm a happy guy.
Right
are
now,
you?
I'm fucking.
I'm up and down. I've always been up and down.
Come on. Are you up and down?
Oh yeah.
You struggle with why are comics all fucked up, guys?
No one's fucked up. You're fucked up.
If this guy's the optimist of the group, then we're definitely fucked. All right,
is there a camera on him?
Unfortunately,
on his fifth beer already.
There's no one.
No one's fucked up. Smile for the camera. Yeah. Show daddy the pain. Yeah.
Daddy.
Look at that. Is that the name of this episode daddy. Gonna be daddy?
Daddy. Oh daddy.
Oh my God.
I don't like being called daddy though.
What do you like being
when
called?
I'm inside.
Uncle?
No, like oh God.
Master.
What do you like being called?
Yeah, master would be good.
All right.
Sadomasochism. Now that's just a normal little romp in the sack for you, no?
Ooh. That was the creepiest thing. To not answer and make a smile of gold teeth. Yeah. That was like a fucking Bond villain next to me.
You, is that? Are you into that?
I'm into love, Giannis.
No.
No, I.
You want me to play a little Boys to Men song while you speak?
I like. I like to be in control in the bedroom.
Make it right. Yeah. Make a wish.
And sometimes, I've been trumped on a few of those situations.
Oh yeah, chick took control of you,
and you don't like it.
No, it wasn't a question of that. It was just she was a little more like a punching and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, say, guys like say that. They want a freaky like girl, shit. And then you get a freaky girl, and you're like, what the fuck is that? Too much. Like, I meant just, like, maybe a blowjob. Yeah. I mean, like that. I don't like talk dirty. I'm in a long-distance relationship, so, like, during sex, I'll say stuff like, move here, you know? Yeah. Like, I'll say you'll move here.
Yeah. She's in L.A. still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's funny, your girl.
Yes.
She's funny, man.
Yeah, she is.
She really is funny.
Yeah.
I put you off everything. Any minute you feel some joy, Giannis will be like, why do you do that?
No, he was being nice.
Yeah. It was encouraging.
It won't last.
Your girlfriend Manolis is hilarious as well.
Manolis?
Yeah.
It's a mutual friend of ours that he's had a crush on for years.
Ooh. That was an inside joke. Anyhow. No, she is really funny.
Yeah, we did. Daddy. Great. We're all fans. We're all big fans over
Daddy.
Here.
Daddy.
And Daddy.
Daddy.
Do you have a little daughter?
Now, how dangerous is your husband's job?
Really dangerous.
Does that fucking turn you on knowing that he was No, yes. Seriously, you gotta have that's this yeah. a little fetishized.
Yeah.
It's a little fucking fetishized. Yeah,
totally.
Like that turned you on at the beginning, didn't you?
Yeah, now I'm over it.
Does he have a proper like a uniform kind of thing?
Yeah, like state trooper type uniform.
Oh, wow. The handcuffs and shit?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he built? Is he like a big dude? Mm-hmm. You gotta be, right?
Have to be.
Is he Italian?
When he gets on top of you, you cannot see any of you.
Yeah,
he's big.
Is he an Italian dude?
No, he's Irish. Irish.
He's Irish.
Where's
Irish.
He from?
From Boston.
Oh,
this is crazy.
Fucking
Boston cop.
And you tell me he doesn't listen to this show?
No. Nah.
He was in his show before. Fucking Bobby, tell him I say fucking hello.
Why are you
fucking socks?
Aggravate somebody that could potentially come to our homes and kill us in our sleep here.
I'm not. I'm
same
a big
when I'm aggravating you.
Exactly. Thank God I'm not attracted to his wife at all.
No.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. No disrespect.
No disrespect. Hey, yeah. Daddy?
Now I'm with you. I will force myself not to be attracted to you for my own safety.
Okay.
That's what women should say at bars. You just say, like, your boyfriend's scary job to get guys go away,
that's
right?
A good point.
Like, you hit a corrections officer. I'd be like, all right, come on.
Got it. That's not a scary job.
Maybe not in Canada.
There's not bar.
No one needs corrections.
Howdy, eh?
Where you guys don't have crimes or racism. Jesus.
Yeah. Howdy. Ready for your meal, eh?
It's open dorm, so they're not locked up. It's just him and like 60 inmates.
They serve you Tim Hortons in Canadian prison.
Now, does he do maximum security?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not a scary job, dude. Do you know how tough those guys are? Corrections officers?
Yeah.
So how could
so what I would, wear the pants?
What would be a scary job to you? You know, not ISIS, like being a terrorist out of the equation, because that's the scariest.
Like
job.
My boyfriend's a terrorist. Up,
honey, I had a long day. Blew up about 15 kids.
Get away from me.
Musical theater.
Just let me watch the game, okay? I had a tough day. Fucking blew up a bus stop. That would actually be a fucking funny.
That's
sketch,
great.
Wouldn't
that's
that be?
That's great.
Yeah. That would
that's
be great. Fucking funny. Sam, no.
I know I'm in.
I need your approval. You're a good joke writer.
Thank you. Say it once, no parts.
You just looked at me. You were like, "What was
no,
that?"
No, I'm not with
were
it.
You
I'm,
so,
I've had about five coffees. I don't sleep.
You were thinking about Beth, new relationship.
No,
you
I was thinking about nothing. That's my brain is shot.
Oh, all right.
Want to do the read?
Yeah.
Oh, can we take a quick break first before we do that?
What are you fucking calling the shots now?
Can we break?
A little bit?
Can I have a cigarette?
You want to take a cig break? A couple minutes?
Or we could just do the show without him. It'll kick up the energy a little bit. They're jokes. I feel like I'm hurting his feelings.
I'm having a good time.
Are you?
I don't know why you keep looking at me.
Well.
Are you hosting this?
We're having a great time.
Great time.
It's fun. I haven't been here in a while.
I am a great
time.
It's all changed.
You are.
So different.
So wait, why are we taking a break?
I got to just reset one little
Did you
thing.
Fuck
he
up?
Fucked up.
No, no, no.
Give me the whip. Give me fucking Bobby's whip. Give me Bobby's fucking whip.
Actually,
and why are you wearing a cricket shirt?
My dad gave it to me.
I actually like the shirt.
That would be nice. He's like, my dad gave it to me and he died. And I've been like, ooh, all right.
All right, if you're listening live, we'll be back in 2 minutes right after this.
Hey, guys. Did you know that there was still plenty of football to be played this season?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Get out.
Absolutely. But it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com, where millionaires are being crowned all season long. Guys, they're just giving money away. What? Yes.
Give me the money.
Sign up. Take your life savings. No. Whatever you have in the bank, gamble it.
Jesus.
DraftKings is fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. You know, your friends and stuff like that. It's great. That's the beauty of 1 week fantasy at DraftKings. You know, no commitments. So if you got commitment issues,
yeah. I do.
You play for 1 week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right. Even if you don't like football, you like money, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I love it.
So yeah. Play DraftKings.
Who doesn't?
Challenge friends in a custom league or join an existing one with strangers.
Love strangers.
Yeah, play for your share of millions of dollars in prizes. Ooh. Who doesn't like millions of dollars in prizes?
Daddies do.
Daddies. Guys, millions of dollars in prizes are being paid out each week. Can you believe that? They're giving money away.
That sounds great.
That's amazing.
They are giving money away. With so much money up for grabs, every game is a big game, Sam.
Yeah.
There's no small games.
I've lost a lot of money on it. So, you know, it's not for everybody, but if you're good at it, you'll make money.
You can win a lot of money on DraftKings.com. Are you crazy?
Hey, put it this way. You want to make a Pistons-Timberwolves game exciting? Put some fucking money on it. DraftKings. Yeah. Renew old rivalries or create new ones by playing head-to-head. Play with friends, coworkers, and fantasy players from across the nation. How about that? You want to meet someone in Hawaii? Fucking win his money.
Right.
That's the best Draft way Kings. To make friends in America.
DraftKings.
In America. That's it. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's on your TV every 3 seconds.
Yeah, not as much anymore.
Not as much, but still on this podcast.
Because everybody's playing on DraftKings.
Because everyone is playing on DraftKings. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Use promo code Kelly.
Hey!
Kelly, I like that. And play for free with your free first deposit in Sunday's Million Dollar Fantasy Football Contest. First place takes home $100,000.
What? What? How much?
$100,000.
Oh, my God.
Mikey, $100,000. Again, enter Kelly for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. That is DraftKings.com.
Sell it. Oh. Sell it.
That was great.
Wasn't that great?
Cunt. Yeah.
Suck it. Suck it. Down the balls.
Any of you guys doing DraftKings?
I've done FanDuel. I've done, and I was winning it last year.
From
this
now
year,
on,
I
do DraftKings.
You got to do DraftKings.
You
better?
Do DraftKings?
I've heard it's better.
Yeah.
I haven't done it yet. I'm just waiting right now for a league to start. They should do a YKWD
league.
Should,
yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
You guys didn't do it.
Deep.
Bobby?
I guess I'm in charge because that involves technology. So. Dude, I heard that. I guess we shouldn't shit on DraftKings right after the read.
We're not shitting on
it. No, we're not.
Well, I was going to shit on it, so maybe I'll stop.
Why would you do that?
Well, I mean,
that's why you're sitting there.
John Oliver did a whole segment on it. It was like they fucking broke
it
down.
We all saw it, but they're also not keeping his show afloat.
Yeah. Did he use a promo code Kelly? Actually, I mean, what are we doing?
Maybe he didn't use promo code Kelly at DraftKings.com.
That's how it sounds. That's how it sounds when you make $100,000.
$100,000, guys.
That show might be like the best show on TV right now.
John Oliver?
It's crazy good.
My favorite.
It's really crazy good.
It is really, really good.
I think they got the digital space down perfectly. Like, if you don't have HBO, they put all the bits up on, like, YouTube. So you can still be a part of watching it, even though you don't have it. And that's what keeps it relevant.
And you got to give John Oliver credit that he can do those, like, what is it, 18-minute rants?
Oh,
I mean,
beautiful.
Without getting boring. They're just like, you know.
The crowd helps him out a little bit, though. Yeah. They kind of carry him.
It does, but he carries it. Man.
But he's a real comic.
He performs the shit out of it.
He's like smart. He's funny. He's and as you said, I mean, he definitely knows how to read a teleprompter like a newsman.
He performs
the
shit out of it, yeah.
I remember when John got the show and I was a little worried, and when the new Late Show.
Yeah.
The new Tonight Show? Not the Tonight Show. The
Colbert?
Yeah, Colbert Show.
He's been great, man.
His show was really good. If you haven't seen it, it's really fucking
Colbert?
Good. Yeah, Colbert
Show.
Oh,
I love it.
Did
you see the clip of him and Bill Maher the other night? It's hilarious.
He's doing like a mix of his old show, kind of.
He's being sincere. He's being very who he really is, which is, it's kind of cool that he's still that funny.
And his ratings are good, I think, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's the only.
What are you smirking about?
What you don't like?
I had a laugh I got like 5 minutes ago.
That's where he's living. That's how he's living on the podcast. You get a laugh.
I look
just
over
gotta...
and he's like,
I'm a little vain. What do you want?
You were really happy about a laugh that happened a while.
Yeah.
He's reminiscing on a pop he got like 5 minutes ago, man. Come on.
Really? I'm just so proud. I get to say shit. It's finally happening. I'm saying stuff.
Why don't you like Bobby?
This is your big break, kid.
Yeah.
Bobby. We didn't want to tell you, but this is your Montreal audition. Okay? It's all coming forward.
I'm enjoying how it's going so far.
No, this is a great opportunity for you, man.
It is.
Bobby's
huge.
Good to you guys now.
He's very good to us.
Right? Bobby's great, man.
Pull your shirt down a little more.
You want to see some chest hair?
Want to see some more?
Yeah, take fashion advice from him. That's a good idea.
Put some metal in your teeth.
Now, where are you? Indian or Pakistani?
Indian, full blown.
Full blown Indian.
Full blown.
You got a lot of role models. Now.
ISIS, full blown.
You got a lot of role models, right?
God.
Oh, we have Cal Penn, Russell Peters.
Yeah. Aziz?
I wouldn't say role model for him. He's a guy doing it.
Ooh.
Wow. Shots fired.
Now, you said you wanted to fuck Aziz. Ooh. Didn't we go around the room?
No, every week on this podcast, I have to be asked, like, oh, who would you fuck? And I have to give some jokey answers. So one week I said Aziz Ansari. I don't want to fuck him. But I gotta just say something.
Well, wait. I was fucking a little bitter. Was that not a little bitter? Every fucking weekend I gotta do something, so I just fucking throw it out there.
I hear his Master of None show is great.
I heard it was pretty good too.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't watched any of them?
I haven't seen it yet. No.
I think I've seen like the first two, and the first three is pretty good, but it's slower than I thought it would be. Yeah. Does that make
sense? I kinda
sense?
Like that though. I like those. I like a slow dramedy type show.
But guys, wait, I wanna find out about this.
Yeah.
Russell Peters?
Love him.
Love Russell Peters.
Well, I mean, that first special that popped, that was like that went viral.
Yeah,
I downloaded that on Kazaa. I was obsessed with it.
Yeah,
it was like a big deal to see like an Indian guy doing just like
talking
even,
about
like,
Indian stuff.
Not and he talked about a lot of different stuff. Yeah. He was funny in a lot of different ways.
But the family stuff was really funny.
Absolutely, and it was on point.
It was like your guy's Big Fat Greek Wedding, because that for Greeks that was for us.
That was it.
That was for us. That was like. Oh, we didn't. I don't think anyone who wasn't Greek didn't see that movie. I think Greeks saw it like 100 times, and that's why it made so much money.
Yeah,
I got a fun Russell Peters anecdote.
Do it.
One night here. While I'm on stage, he ate my falafel, and
he just couldn't help himself.
Yeah, he couldn't help himself. Like a greedy. No, okay.
Like and, greedy. I don't know. Sand.
No, but I get off stage, and I'm so sorry. I couldn't help myself. I ate your falafel balls, and I just kind of like faked. I was like, you motherfucker. And he was like, I am so sorry. I have a place in California. It's a mansion. You could stay there whenever you want. And I was like, and he was terrified that I was really furious.
No, he just wanted to brag about his mansion.
Yeah, he really wanted to brag. But
he's friends with Russell.
He gave me his email and I lost it. I could have had a mansion to stay in.
Well, that's your fault, dude. Shouldn't have been. That was when you were drinking?
No, I was just lazy.
You were an interesting drinker.
It's in Malibu. Was I?
Yeah. All my friends, interesting drinkers.
Woo.
You were fun.
You too. You were a fun drinker yourself.
I don't get as I don't go off the
anymore.
Wall like you do.
You don't even drink.
Yeah,
you don't
my buddies, close enough. Buddies. Soder, List, those guys, they hung up their Spurs.
Yeah.
But in their day, Nate Bargatze hung up his Spurs too.
I toned it down. I'll still have fun, but I got to get shit done.
Yeah, you don't have the problem, but when you go in.
Oh,
you go.
I go in to win.
Yeah, you go.
I remember one night you put me in a cab at like 4 a.m. You're
holy
like, ooh, I think you've had a few too
holy
many.
Holy man. And that was a double whammy because you had just gotten broken up with by that girl.
Yeah, yeah.
So you threw a couple
I
of...
I some anger.
You threw a couple of, let's say, pejoratives.
At strangers.
At a couple strangers, yeah.
We could leave it at that.
Leave it at that. And it was out of left field, too. We're having a great convo. There was some people over there. You're just like, fuck you. He just fucking... assaulted people verbally for no reason.
Well, here's the thing. Is like,
I was like, okay.
I've been told this. You don't want to drink to get you out of a funk. You drink to celebrate or to, you know, you don't drink to be like this.
You guys are doing it way wrong.
He drinks to feel.
I drink so my hand stops shaking.
I just picture him with a flask and a shovel. That's how he drinks. Hooker blood and a smile.
Absolutely.
I like that.
I like to drink alone. I think it's fun to drink alone sometimes.
You're 28, though.
What do you drink?
I don't know. Wine, beer.
You're not old enough to have a problem yet.
No. Drinking alone.
Well, she might not have a problem. She might just enjoy a cocktail.
College, I was a mess.
Were you? You got it out of your system?
Yeah.
Now, does your husband have a problem with you talking about all your previous exploits?
I don't fucking know.
You don't know? You don't ask? No. Does he listen to this or no?
Swear.
He doesn't listen.
Does he know that you want
to
do...
He's trying to be diplomatic,
yeah,
I think.
He supports me.
No, does he know that you want to do comedy, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's down with that?
I guess so.
Oh, so trouble in paradise there, huh?
You guess so.
We'll
see. Well, it's always hard to be supportive in the initial stages, you know, when you don't, when it's an unknown, where you're like, you remember when you're like brand new and you're like, oh, I can't make the family dinner because I'm doing a fucking Maui taco open mic. They're kind of like, really? And they don't understand. It's like, that's part of what the foundation you have to lay.
They don't know it's a career. They think you're like trying to do plays.
They think it's a phase or something.
Yeah, they think you're like going
I'm trying to join the circus or be a clown. Yeah.
But you can, if you have to have that drive, and especially in the early years when you have to hang out and
look at you get to the point where you start making Sam Morril money, you fucking crushing it. Fucking crushing it.
That's all I'm saying. But you get to at least pick your spot times a little more as things go along. Like, you know, in the early stages, you kind of have to just, you're at everyone's mercy, kind of
eating everything.
But then, like, a little later on, it's like you get a set time. It's just easier to have a life.
Yeah. You started up at the comic strip, no?
Yeah.
You still like that place?
Yeah, I have a very mixed relationship, you know, because I started with Joe Mangia.
It's a legendary room. And when it's full,
I've had so many mixed nights there. You know, I've had some of the best nights of my life there, and some of the worst nights of my life there. And Joe Mackey, they put us through the ringer, man, because we were just
Guys.
We were new guys.
How are you, Sailor?
We would wait around for like 3 hours in the early stages to do a spot there.
Oh, late nights.
And this is when they had two sides of late night.
Yeah.
So there was a side that was quote unquote pass for the club. These guys had never worked the club, and they would get to just pass us. They would get to just like bump us. So someone like, you know, they'd have guys who should not have been able to bump us. We'd be waiting 3 hours. They'd walk in at like 10:58,
just bump
at the last second and just bump us, and they would walk the room. So it was infuriating. It was like 3 hours of your night.
I remember.
So it beat us down. But and also we'd at least we thought we were killing harder than people in the lineup, and they wouldn't pass us for the club.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's what makes you better. Is that kind of anger?
It makes you better, but then it also makes you realize, hey, this isn't really about the funny. This is about them fucking shoveling people into those seats.
Yeah.
Right. So
So as I said, it's mixed. Because it fuels you. You either get bitter or you get better, you know. And
you have
Mackie
to have the chip on
me.
Your shoulder a little bit.
A little bit, right? Anger can make you.
For
and
sure.
Mackie, we're lucky we had each other in that situation, because we were there bouncing bits every night. I remember Mike DiStefano, like one of the nights, he trashed someone, but he's like, I like you too. You guys shut your mouth, you bounce bits, and you keep to yourself. it's a weird compliment.
How fucking great was he?
He was a great guy. Yeah, he was
what
a great comic,
guy.
Too.
Great comic, great guy. Yeah. Now, Rouse, you've for the people who don't know who are listening, you've been doing comedy a long time.
Shame my name.
I'm not shaming you. I was about to compliment you.
All right, what do you got?
No.
What do you got?
How have I been shaming your name? I want to know how I've been shaming your name.
I'm about to give you a compliment.
See, these people don't know me like you know me.
Yeah. How have I been shaming your name? Rouse has been he's been doing comedy for a while. He's he was top of the scene in comedy. You rose all the way to the top in Canada. Then you went to England, crushed it in England, and then you have traveled all around the world doing comedy.
And now he operates a tattoo parlor.
Do you...
The nod of agreement.
That was a good one.
That
wasn't bad. He just didn't like it.
I'll hold it. It's a nice bandana.
This podcast, there's really no feelings. I don't know if you heard me on the intro. There's no rules. This podcast can be pretty brutal. So, are you hurt?
I'm a timid little girl there, Red Riding Hood.
Deep down you are. That's why you had to paint over it.
Paint over the pain?
Paint over the pain. No, seriously, you've been very successful as a comedian for a long time.
I've done more than everybody in this room.
You've been all over. You've done a lot of TV. Now you're coming to America.
I've been living in America since 2007.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't hear about it yet.
I didn't mean. I mean, I didn't mean to hurt his feelings either. He's done. He's done way more than me. I've never buried a stiletto ever.
He's done way. Can I plug my show?
He does have that over you. Yeah. That's good. I like that. Why are you holding the banner? Throw it back over his fucking tatted up ass. Give it a Deepu, goddammit. Just for fucking being Deepu.
It's over in his night.
Wrap it around the top of your head. Look at him. It looks real.
He's still smirking about a laugh he got 20 minutes ago.
It's a big day for me.
There you go.
I'm so happy you're on, Giannis.
Wear that so the people know what you really stand for.
Oh, wow.
There he is.
Is that a good look?
Ali Akbar. Go ahead, say it. Say it!
I've been hearing about the legend of Giannis. The day I started comedy. Since the day I started
the
comedy.
Legend?
The legend.
Wait, let's hear more about this.
Oh, yeah,
I'd hear stories about like how you would do shows for like 4 hours and then like punch a woman in the face.
Yeah.
No, that's over Jesus here. Christ. Right?
That's my biggest fucking accomplishment is punching... Punching two people in the face at a bar in Brooklyn. That's what I'm going to be known for when it's all said and done.
What happened that night? I still don't know.
We told that story so many times on this podcast.
Oh, really? Oh, never mind then.
Yeah.
Forget it.
We did.
I wasn't a fan of the podcast by that point. So.
You're really making yourself attractive for when Bobby comes back. Bobby's going to come back with the Deepu stick and fucking tie you up to a pole. Yeah, no. So that was, where'd you hear that story? Is that what you young comics, when you get around, talk about?
Yeah, I was
beating women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. He's like, nah,
it's cool.
He's
cool.
Like, I'm maybe the young.
Nah, Giannis is just being a real dude, man. Nah,
he looks like he really cares about women's rights with that hat on his fucking head.
Look at you right now.
Well, I was doing a lot of mics in Park Slope, and I know guys like Bryson Turner, Lawson Leon.
Yeah, no, it was.
Bryson Turner doing? What happened to him?
He kind of disappeared, as far as I know.
He was a good guy.
Yeah,
he,
funny dude, too.
He kind of fell back. He opened up, like, experimental space for, like, artists and whatnot. Oh, and he just, like, he got married, and I don't think he's doing stand-up anymore. But, like, a comic buddy was like, hey, Bryson, like, how you doing? You doing comedy anymore? He's like, man, I'm just happy.
How sad is that?
Right? It's like, no, dude, that's not. I give people credit.
No, I mean, for us. I'm not saying for him. I'm just happy for him.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm saying, like, fuck, he found a key. Yeah.
Touche.
Yo, because I went to look at, remember Taylor Ketchum?
Yeah, Taylor. Yeah.
He's still around.
No, not Taylor Ketchum.
Taylor Clark?
No, fuck, what's this? God damn it. Forgot his name
already.
You think
of it, talk about it, and then you.
I used to play at Times Square Arts Center a lot. White dude.
Oh, wait.
Shit. Well, anyway, he quit comedy, and he just quit. He was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I went to his Facebook page recently. He's like doing like this personal training and stuff, and he just looks so happy.
Kyle Fincham?
Kyle Fincham.
Yes.
He looks so happy. Have you gone to his Facebook page?
No.
Go to his Facebook page.
He's avoiding it.
Everyone looks happy.
He just has this glow about him. He's just like, he's probably sleeping regular hours, you know? Yeah. No
There's
highs, no lows.
About the grind of a comic and then throw New York City on top of that, where it's like how difficult a city this is, where it's like high rent prices, the winters.
Hey, guys, look, my friend's got his balls out.
Great.
Oh.
That's his closer.
YouTube's gonna love that.
I'm not looking. But
it's great for the camera.
Yeah,
producer.
Everything about New York that makes it such a drain. Then comedy, and you're like, it's a difficult. It drains you. That's all it does.
It does.
You.
Especially
if you're
the climb.
Not from here too.
There was a huge turnover recently. Like in the past year, like there was a span where I was doing like mics with like the same people for like 4 years. And then a bunch just dropped off or got something, and then like
that'll happen.
Yeah, you about to drop off, man. The agent came to you, man. You're done.
Yeah.
I do modeling now.
That's so
for real.
No.
Oh, dude, like Jesus.
Look at his face, bro.
How funny is that?
She's like, you would be great for a stand-in for Aziz.
No, but he was probably really like wanted to see you because of
She literally asked me. She was like, are you on the show? And I was like, nah. And she's like, why not? And I was like,
dude, Aziz, fucking the
why
business.
Not? What is she, like a fucking activist now? Why are the people of color on this show?
Look, here's, you know what, I'm going to be honest. I don't mind. Like, that's the way the business world works. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it. I get it. But I hate when people act like it doesn't work like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when people are like, no, it's fucking, it's
who
like,
cares? Why would you care?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I care when people act like it doesn't.
I don't
it's just
know
like,
why you think it's phony.
It's not phony, but it's a business. So they look at a previous successful model, and then they look for something that reminds them of that. previous successful. I mean, these are fucking people in the entertainment industry. They're about making money. They're not looking for an original new voice.
If you're getting worked up about
it's not viable,
like,
huh?
Why would they take a risk?
Exactly. But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And you know, look, you've traveled a little bit. This is the only place in the world where people are making these comments. Like, there's so much focus put on these boxes. Who gives a fuck? Just do fucking comedy, man.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly the point. If you're getting worked up over different ethnicities or genders or whatever, getting advancements, you're not only on the wrong side of history, you're probably not writing enough. You're probably getting worked up over the wrong shit. Yeah.
Absolutely. You shouldn't get worked up over it. You shouldn't get worked up over it.
Who gives a fuck?
But to pretend that it... No, of course. You shouldn't get worked over it, but to pretend that it's not happening, first of all, does nobody
teams.
Any good.
You guys love teams.
For example, I'll be honest. Yeah. Like, like, I got a lot of Latin friends who I know who are comics, and I told them, right now is a good time for you,
the
dude.
The door is open.
The door is open for you. Like, this is not your time to be bitter or fucking... This is your time to get out there. This is, it's like, what I'm saying is to be aware of those things behooves you. It's conducive for your career both ways, because if you're not let me finish this. When you're not in the zeitgeist, you know, the business zeitgeist, it behooves you to be aware of that, so you don't waste your time trying to, you know, like you said, go write, go create your own thing, because they're not fucking looking for you.
Yeah, but
that's the wrong kind of anger. It's the wrong kind of anger.
It's not anger.
It's angry that you're being no. I'm saying
not anger.
I'm not saying, but there are people that are like, why is that person getting stuff? That's the anger I'm referring to.
Yes.
And there's an anger where you're like, why? You can say, why am I not getting better? And fuel yourself, and that's a positive type of anger. But when you're saying like, why the bitter anger is what's I've seen worked out a comic's detriment.
Yeah, but that's because you're right. That's because they're not that good, and they're just getting angry.
Some of them are good. Some of them just
not good enough.
But you might not have that thing. I think like the comedy industry is kind of getting like the music industry in some respects, where it's like there might be an artist. You're like, oh, we can sell a lot of copies of this person, you know. Right. But then on the other side, it's like they might not think that you can sell a lot of copies. But then you put out your own music,
yeah.
And then people are like, oh, this person has a bass already. Let's do something. Or they don't need us that much, and so we need them.
And that's why I'm voting for Macklemore for president in 2016.
No, but if you're Latin right now, look, I work for a network where they created a whole network to try to figure out how to reach what they deem to be the most valuable demographic in the future, because one out of five millennials is Latin American, born here. So they're trying to put things on
TV
to capture that market. Yeah. So if you're Latin right now,
every generation, the Latin, whatever race you want to hang an umbrella under, it dissipates over time, because these are people born in America subscribing to dated stereotypes. Who you guys are.
No, I think it's to a certain extent, not to be like to push racial stereotypes, but I think it to an extent, like, you wouldn't see like a show like Fresh Off the Boat about a Korean family 10 years ago.
They wouldn't have been looking for Michael Che 5 years ago or 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's a great thing.
It's a good thing. We're not saying it's a bad thing. Or that's all I'm that's saying, happening. But it's like, that's also
it's a good
part
thing.
Of it.
Progression is
and these
good
people
for,
who get it are
comedy.
Funny.
Yeah,
but it's like,
yo, Vlad just got a thing. Vladimir
just got
it's like this makes sense when you see it. You're like, yo, I know him. He's funny as shit. This would make fucking sense.
And Sam, to your point, if you're getting upset about that as like a white male, you're wasting your time, because they're not looking for you for that role. They're looking for, so that you weren't going to get it anyway.
I thought I should have gotten Lopez tonight. You know what? I mean, it's fine. They went with George Lopez. I get it. I mean,
that's it in a nutshell. No, really, you know.
I think a lot of it's like a lot of comics. It's easier to point fingers than to look within yourself and see like, what's wrong with me? When's the last time? Like, I read this quote of Leonard Cohen recently where he said his last this book he wrote called Beautiful Losers. And you're laughing because I'm
I was just gonna say it's a lot more important if you're what they're not looking for. For you to look within yourself and get better. Because if they're looking for you, they're going to find you. If you're funny and you're the right thing that they're looking for right now, they will find
you. But what choice do you have but to keep going and get better? I mean, Leonard Cohen had the thing, the quote I was going to say was about how he wrote this book called Beautiful Losers in like the 60s. And he talks about writing it. He'd spend some days 20 hours just writing. Mm. And it's like, oh, if you're not writing
a shitload, then you have nothing to complain about.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But when's the last time an agent came up to you before they saw you perform?
And they came up to me and they were like, why were you not on this show? I can't get...
I mean, the Deepu effect.
It's just a good time, man. It's a good time. And that's
she's a young agent, too. Like, it wasn't like...
No, she's a young agent. And she's trying to find...
the zeitgeist.
She's trying to find her Aziz. She's trying to find her Kumail Nanjiani.
Master of can you talk like a Wigger? Can you? Can you do it?
I can talk like an Aziz.
And yo, it's a good thing. And it's a good thing that everyone's being included. It's a good thing.
It is.
It's all a good thing, man. But I, like I said, on the flip side, if you're a white man right now, there's a lot of us, and you have to get really good. You have to get really good, and that's it.
I think it's been like that for a while, though.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're a white dude doing comedy, it's like... you got to be really, really good.
But white guys have had it really good.
But the white guys
and
get in.
It's changed, and that's
great. Our lives
are
easier in a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways, but white guys, it used to be all white guys. Like, they weren't like...
Yeah.
And now it's opened up, which is great for everybody else.
Yeah.
And so if you're a white guy, there's a lot of us, and there's so much to pick. There's too many of us. So it's like, we can't stand out. We do a showcase, and it's like fucking 20 white guys, and then like one funny South Asian, one funny Latin, or one funny woman, or even a black guy. Yeah. You guys are going to stand out more, and that's fine. That's a great thing.
Most of my set now is just apologizing for being white. I mean, I just say, look, I'm sorry. I didn't want this. This is my burden.
It's not apologizing for being white. It's apologizing for being right.
All right, guys. I'm
white power.
No, it's a good time. It's just a good time, man. I was telling, you know, I'm just happy. My buddy Angelo, he's warming. You know, Angelo Lozada is warming up the.
I'm really happy for him.
The Daily Show. He's warm up for the Daily Show, and it's just, it's great, man. And I remember having that conversation with him on the road because me and him do the road all the time. I was like, dude, right now. I'm telling you, because he got this web series, Get Some. I was just in it.
And who lost that job? A white man, Paul Mercurio.
Yeah.
They're taking our jobs.
But he got hired at Colbert.
He's doing it. Fucking around.
But I was just like, man, it's just a great time right now.
Well, it's hard unemployed for girls.
For a week. White people can't even claim benefits. You get a job 3 days
later. You shouldn't have that attitude because it's not harder for girls. That's bullshit.
What?
No, it is bullshit. That is bullshit.
There's a struggle. Everybody got a struggle.
Right, dude. Right.
If you're in a boys club and the living conditions on the road are unfair to women and getting hit on, it's unfair.
But if you are a funny woman,
you
will get
You can have sex with any open micer you want. I mean,
dude, just because there's a lot less, so you're going to stand out quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You should have a positive outlook on it. Yeah. You know?
Thanks, Jan.
I got to compete with like fucking 500 guys who are as good as me or better. And it's like, when you're a chick,
you do comedy?
Yeah. I dabble. And, you know, if you get really funny, you know,
but it forced you to do your own thing. Like you did Mauricio. You
that's
did
what
Mr.
I'm saying.
Panos. Yeah. Like it forced you to stand out and you realized
that's
that,
what
you
I'm know? Saying. It's like I felt it. I kind of realized that nobody was ever looking for it. I didn't feel that kind of. They were looking for me. It shows you crush, and there's just no reaction to you. You just, and it's cool, man. And the people that get stuff are fucking deserving. These people are putting a lot of money on the line. They're putting a lot of money. They're not gonna go with something. Yeah, their jobs are on the line. They're not gonna. Vladimir Camino is a funny young comic,
and he's been at it a long time.
He's got chops.
He's a smart guy too.
When you heard the information, it wasn't like, why did this happen? It's like, oh, this makes all the sense.
Makes all the sense.
Yeah, go do that shit.
I don't. The longer I do this too, the more I'm like, it's harder to get bitter. Because you're just like, you realize how hard it is for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a tough career choice.
Yeah, it's harder for some.
So anyone who's getting any success in it, as long as they're not a piece of shit or a hack, you're kind of like, good for them, you know?
Yeah, and plus, you know, I always just go back to the fact that this is a fun way to make a living. Yeah. So as long as I'm making a living and making people laugh, it's great.
And also, white power, you know? It's just like, it's a good time. All right? I mean,
they're not looking for
you know what? You're the opposite.
It looks like he's auditioning for white power.
Yeah, he was so awkward about that. White power? White power? You're the opposite of everything you look. You look like a really mean guy. You're a really nice guy.
You look like a rapist and you're a killer. Yeah. So, I mean, really, you're the opposite.
You're like all the sons of anarchy.
You look like you're like an off-duty Nazi. You look like a Nazi who's like taking a day off. You're not racist. Tell us about that.
Well, he curb stomp people.
He doesn't know. He's a nice. Jason is a really nice guy. A really funny guy.
I'm saying he looks like that.
Yeah, but he look. You do. You are aware that you look scary.
But why?
Oh God.
Here we go.
really? We're gonna. Are we gonna have an adult conversation? Hey, are you just gonna keep saying why?
That's it's a good way to find out who you want to associate yourself. If you have preconceived notions of.
Okay, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Anything I'm not describing it as a race issue, but it's like out of ignorance, people have flipped decisions on who what my values are.
Yeah, but some of it's a choice, and some of it's how you're born. You know what I mean?
Like totally. And I'm aware of it.
But you also do shit in bathrooms on the road. He shits in bathtubs. So you do some bad stuff.
Someone in chat says you look like Bobby on meth and Hitler.
Tell him to send his address. He'll be around in an hour. I'm gonna put a Schindler's List up his ass.
But no, that's a good point. People are very judgmental.
Yeah, fuck them. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you deal with that a lot. A lot of judgment.
I don't talk to people.
Come on.
Only in large groups.
I gotta leave in a minute.
That's okay. Fine.
Yeah. Should we wrap up? Do plugs and stuff?
You'll be missed.
Oh, I got I'm on Showtime this week.
Yeah, we're gonna plug it. We're gonna plug
that's
it.
Huge. Congrats.
You're on Showtime?
every week for the last 6 months.
Yeah, Jason he's got a lot. He's been done a lot of TV around the world. You can watch
in this country.
Stuff.
Huh? HBO, two time.
I'm getting to it.
Get to it.
You have no trust.
My CD's out on fucking my website. Buy it.
God.
What's the website?
Well, there you go.
JasonRouse.com. It's called Rotten. It's like
appropriate.
A hate crime with a laugh track. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and you can go watch clips of him. You can buy his album. That's he was great. On Dice's Showtime special.
It's on it every week.
Yeah, it's on
every
all the time.
Week awesome. Showtime.
Yeah, so you can watch
great, like 100
watch
times.
That. Showtime with Dice.
It was my 8 Mile to have Andrew Dice Clay introduce me.
Yeah.
And have, you know, move up to headliner on the show. Yeah, it's great.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
And my album came out a month ago.
Yeah.
And then... but some other stuff.
Go ahead.
I'm doing some stuff.
He's doing a lot of stuff. He's doing a lot
of
stuff.
He's delivering some crystal meth to that guy.
Has anyone ever done crystal meth here?
No. Have you?
No.
Yeah, loads of it.
What's really? It like?
I used to smoke it in light bulbs.
In light bulbs?
Yeah, we should take a light bulb, break the light bulb so you got it like that. And then you take a straw.
It's very on brand of you.
You pull the straw piece, or the center
Deep
out
of
the pen.
Fucking getting confident in that.
Yeah,
corner.
He's throwing them out.
Threw them out there. Zings.
And when
a straw and a light.
I feel
a straw
we're
and
all
light.
From different places.
Yeah,
we're from Earth.
are we bad people because we never tried crystal meth?
No.
You're judging us right now. Now you're being judgmental
Ooh,
of us.
Touche.
Yeah, right? Touche. Fuck
well,
yeah.
Well played.
You're judging us. You're looking down at us. Look at us, the squares. No. Just a couple squares. You never did heroin.
I'm interested in the light bulb with the straw. I was into it. Yeah. It's like that's not something I would do. But it's like, what's that experience
You know what?
Like?
Black people don't do crystal meth. That's a white problem.
We stay on weed. Yeah. We might do shrooms and all that other shit. Depending on where you're from, that's not my thing. I've been invited to do some cocaine a few times. I'm like, you know what? I felt good. I felt good about it. I was like, I respectfully declined.
It was an invite.
I was invited. They were like, hey, you know what, Mike? Do you want it? We're going to do some bumps. I was like, you know what?
You
I appreciate
it. You want to hang out with attractive women?
No, I still hang out with them. Yeah. They was bumping.
You
ever
heard David Spade's bit about how like he always feels so uncool because he doesn't do drugs?
Yeah.
But yeah, and so whenever people are like, hey, do you want to do some drugs? He's like, not right now. Yeah. promise you'll try me later. Yeah. I love that joke.
No, I can't. You know, the thing is, too, it's like when you hear, like growing up, we saw what crack did to people, right? And hearing what, like, meth does to people, it's so much scarier, freakier, because it's not
now.
In the culture at all.
It's like drug users and people that abuse substances, alcohol, sex.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just hard to picture
chicks.
A casual meth addict. Meth play? Like,
yeah.
It seems like a very abused drug.
Most people can't be meth.
Totally, because it's a low-end, low-rent fucking scumbag drug. Yeah. You know what I mean? Be classy. Try do it. Let's do everything. Let's put it. Put it on tape now. Let's do.
I don't know too many.
Oh, God!
Everyone's gonna on that note, you guys.
All right.
Someone has to walk.
Jason Rouse, everybody. Jason.
Are we doing plugs now? Is that
yeah.
what
yeah. So check out his Showtime. It's on. It's running. Pick up his album, Rotten. JasonRouse.com. You got nothing to plug, Deepo.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yo, Mike Brown, follow me at Yo Mike Brown, Comedy Outliers Podcast, and the Can't Stop, Won't Stop web series, critically acclaimed. Fuck with it. Blah.
Blah, 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 bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah.
What? What?
Yeah, yeah. I'm ad-libbing your ad-libs at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, take that.
Dude, black dudes know how to do fucking shout-outs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just fucking, yo.
Yeah, shout-out to my boy Brandon Collins, too, man. You're looking good, baby. I see you. Comedy Outliers. Where
yo,
he is, baby.
I see you guys on Saturday.
Yo, pick up my, you had that down. Like, yo, pick up my your boy.
Not even thinking about it.
Yeah, just flow so good.
Yeah, because
I'm not going to flow as well.
Now Sam's going to be like, I got my album.
I got my album, Class Act, that just came out, and that's on iTunes. Pick it up. I'm proud of it, so
it's
get
hysterical.
It. Thank you. I got
one of the best joke writers. A round. Sure.
I got my Comedy Central specials on demand still. So I don't know how long it's going to be. My podcast, We Know Nothing, which you were on. You were great on it.
Thanks, man.
And some dates, samuel.com, some stuff coming up, Hartford Funny Bone, DC, Toledo Laughs Inc. Zany's in Chicago. A lot of stuff coming up. So just look at the calendar and
I don't have the flow.
You know, they're going to be good shows. You heard the podcast. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, figure yeah.
It out. I thought I was going to a party with you, and then we're on like Suicide.
I know.
What do you got going on, man?
I got. I'm trying to think at the same time. Just a bunch of road dates coming up. I'll be in LA too, and there. So come out to shows when I'm there too.
We Know Nothing on iTunes, baby.
We Know Nothing. It's a good podcast.
Yeah, go check that out.
It's fun. Phil Hanley's on it.
Yeah,
My favorite female comedian. And
Hanley.
And Anya Marina, who's an amazing singer and a great host on that show.
Yeah. So.
Amazing host, you know what I mean? I like what you do, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, check that out on iTunes. When you go to iTunes, do two things, all right? Go listen to We Know Nothing. Check that podcast out. Subscribe, rate it, 5 stars, all that good stuff. And while you're there, why don't you drop some money on Class Act, the album, okay?
Yeah.
And then while that's downloading, you go to Comedy Central, you watch the special on demand, you know what I mean?
Damn.
Check out his website.
How fucking great was that?
He's the flavor.
It's not a game. Check that out. It's not a game.
Thank you. Yo, it's the summer Sam, the winter Sam, the whole year Sam, man. Fuck with him.
Lauren?
Yes. I'm just going to plug some dates for Bobby. Uh-huh. December 10th and 11th, he'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa. Oh, and the 12th. January 8th and 9th, he'll be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights. Then we got 14th through the 16th, he'll be at Mohegan Sun. So check it out. Robert Kelly... live.com.
Yeah, and thank you, Bobby, for having me guest host. I love you, and I love this show, and everyone that listened. And for me, just go to my website. I'll be in Nashville. I'll be in Boston coming up, West Nyack. I'm doing New York, again, at Gotham coming up in January. So just go to my website, JanisPeppers.com, and watch 2-Point Lead, hashtag 2-Point Lead. Just watch all the my sports show. Thank you.
Yo, Giannis, I want to follow you on Twitter. Where do I do that?
Damn, fuck, I fucked that up too.
No, you didn't fuck it
fuck!
Up. You didn't fuck it up, because everybody know you, but I need to know. I need to know again. Tell me, where I follow you, man.
We all suck at this compared to you.
I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to help
follow
you out.
Follow me, but yo, look, I got to do it within the flow, right? Yo, follow, yo, hashtag 2-Point Lead, get money, hashtag money, hashtag money sign, get that money. You could also find me on Twitter, Giannis Pappas, all one word, Giannis Pappas. Huh?
I'm kind of into it.
You get into it, right?
Yeah.
Giannis Pappas, all one word. Hit me on that Facebook. My Facebook page, Giannis Pappas. You know what I mean? Two words, Giannis Pappas. Bang, bang, boom.
Cool. We're done. See ya.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace.
Check out my website.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.